This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Talking more Broncos, more Russell Wilson, Sean Payton, all that. One more game to go. This Broncos team doesn't really matter, although some say it kind of does. A winning record would kind of be nice. Joining us now, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man, Happy New Year. Thanks so much for jumping on the program. Love when we get a chance to talk to you, my man.
Oh, Brady, love being on. It's been too long. And, new year, new Broncos led by Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jarrett Stidham. Let's go. Give me some Jarrett Stidham, Zach. I'm all in on this. Zach, I want you, first off, there's so many areas I want to go with this, but talk to us about the contract. We know about the injury clause and all that by now, but can you take us through what the cap hit looks like, what ultimately Russ would be owed if the Broncos do, in fact, move on from him in, what, March?
Exactly, yeah. So there, I'm happy you broke it down like that, because there's a lot of different angles with this contract. Like you said, the injury guarantee, we know about that, but essentially with Russ now being benched, we don't have to worry about the injury guarantee. The Broncos don't have to worry about that. So what they have to worry about is two things, cash and cap. And when it comes to cash, Russell Wilson, when the Broncos move on from him, they're going to write him a $37 million check to leave. That's how much Sean Payton does not want Russell Wilson. Mm. He's turning to Greg Penner and saying, hey, can you fork over $37 million for a guy that's not going to be here? And when it's all said and done, when the Broncos do move on from Russ, Russ is going to get over $120 million in cash from the Broncos for his 2 years in town. That's not very bad work if you can find that sort of thing. But fans and Sean Payton and George Payton, they don't care about owners' money, and especially when they're worth $70 billion. So what the important part is, Brady, is the cap hit that's going to happen with the Broncos, because the NFL is a salary cap-driven league. It's why there's parity. It's what makes it the best league in the entire world, because everyone's on an equal playing level. At least everyone should be. And so what the cap hit is going to be for the Broncos when they move on from Russell Wilson, they're going to have two options. The first option is they'll be able to eat all of the dead cap, meaning cap that will count against the Broncos salary cap for Russell Wilson, even though he's not on the team. They'll be able to do that either all this year, which would be over $80 million in dead cap. And Brady, that would not just set the record for most dead cap for one player in NFL history. It would over double the old record, which was Matt Ryan, $80 million. The cap's going to be just over $200 million. You're talking about a third of the cap being on a player that will not be on your team. Or the Broncos could do what's called a post-June 1st designation, which would allow them to split up the cap hit over this year and next year. It's not an exact even 50-50, but it would be about $40 million this year and $40 million next year, which would still be the biggest cap hit of dead cap for a single player, and they would have that over two different seasons. So they're really going into a bad place. And the cap, that's why moving on from Russ, it's clearly he was not Sean Payton's guy when Sean took this job, but he had to be so much of not Sean Payton's guy for Sean Payton to say, I am going to put ourselves in such a bad cap situation to move on from Russell Wilson. So that's why this is really monumental. Isn't just the Broncos benching Russell Wilson. It's the Broncos saying, it's Sean Payton saying, I don't like Russell Wilson so much that we are going to put ourselves in an awful situation, one that no team has ever put themselves in order to move on from Russ.
Oh, my goodness. Zach, it's depressing, but obviously very well put how you broke that down for us, but very depressing thinking about what the future might look like. Now, I was stalking your Twitter, as I tend to do. 5 minutes ago, you put out something that said there are reports stating the Broncos might not move on from Russell Wilson. How? Where are you as far as what you've heard? I mean, you're there. You're in the locker room. You're talking to Russ. You're talking to Sean. You're talking to all these guys. What do you really think's going to happen? Is it a foregone conclusion that Russell Wilson is will not be a Denver Bronco next year?
Yes, yeah. And Brady, there's really only one scenario in which Russell Wilson comes back, and that's if Russell Wilson takes a pay cut. Now, you're going to hear a lot of things over these next few months because the Broncos are going to have to rework a lot of deals on their team right now in order to move on from Russ. You're going to hear restructure and pay cut. Those are two different things. Restructure is when a player essentially gets a lot of money up front in order for their pay or in order for their cap hit to be reduced this coming season. That is not a pay cut. A player is still getting their money. It's just a salary cap manipulation way. Now, a pay cut is when a player takes less money. Everyone knows what a pay cut is. And that's the only way that Russell Wilson is back. Isn't just if he takes a little pay cut. He would have to take a monumental pay cut, and there's no chance that he does that, Brady. Why would you? He's guaranteed to get $37 million in cash in 2 months, whether he's on the team or not on the team. That number would have to drop to like $2 million for him to stay on the team. There's no reason that Russell Wilson should or will take a $35 million pay cut. Now, I'm just throwing that $2 million number out there. I don't know exactly what it would have to be for Russ to be back, but it would have to be so significant, and there's just no reason for Russ to do that. So, no, in no world. Ian Rappaport was the one that put that out there on Sunday that said Denver might not move on from Russ if there's not a better option at quarterback. No, Sean Payton's already made it clear that this team is going to go in a different direction.
Well, and again, if you just, from my opinion, Zach, watching the games, Russ just didn't look right. And I'm not even, like, Jared Stidham, he didn't look right either necessarily, but the same kind of numbers. It was the same kind of feel. That offense just felt pretty much the same. So that being said, what do you think is the best course of action or the course of action that the Broncos will take for their next quarterback? There's a lot of quarterbacks going to be coming up in this draft. They do have a first-round pick. It'll change depending on what happens this weekend. Do they go after another free agent? Can they afford that? What is the most likely scenario when it comes to who's playing from under center next season?
Yeah, there's options. There's one option which makes all the sense in the world, and I would say is like an 80% chance of likelihood. And then there's so many other options that just don't make sense, really aren't even options. And that number one option is what you pointed to, Brady. It is a rookie quarterback. That is by far the most likely scenario for the Broncos' next quarterback this coming year, is for them to draft a quarterback. Now, this quarterback class, it's a good time to need a quarterback in the draft because it is top-heavy, it is deep, there are a lot of options, but I don't think the Broncos are going to wait for a quarterback to fall to them. I think Sean Payton's going to be ultra-aggressive and move up. Maybe if the Bears decide to keep Justin Fields, you'll actually be able to move up to that number one pick. Now, we're talking that number one pick, Brady, is going to cost a boatload. I'm talking multiple first-round picks and Pat Surtain and maybe something else on top of that. So that would be such a commitment to move up to number one to go and get the quarterback if you're choosing, likely Caleb Williams. But even if the Broncos don't move all the way up to one, I still think Sean Payton's going to be aggressive and trade multiple first-round picks in order to move up to maybe get the third quarterback in the draft. And in order to do that, you're going to have to move up into the top five. And now an argument from fans, Broncos fans, is saying, well, we've already traded so many draft picks. The Broncos aren't going to do that. You know how many draft picks Sean Payton has traded for a quarterback? Zero. He has not made any moves. And Sean Payton didn't take this job to say, okay, I'll make sure that I'm going to keep draft picks. No, Sean Payton does not keep draft picks. Sean Payton trades draft picks in order to move up, move around, get different players. So I think by far that is the number one option and the most likely option for the Broncos is they're going to have Jarrett Stidham and a rookie first round pick that they likely move up for in the draft come training camp this year.
Who do you think fits it again? Caleb Williams is so obvious and maybe dropped a little bit, but still pretty obvious. But in a perfect world, who do you think fits what Sean Payton's trying to do? Because I think it's fair to say Russ and probably Jarrett Stidham for one game, that's not really the ideal situation, what this offense is supposed to look like. Who is the guy, in your mind, Zach, that could really get this thing to where Sean Payton wants it to be?
Well, so you have to look at what Sean Payton wants. What did he succeed with for 15 years in New Orleans? With Drew Brees. What was Drew Brees? He was a guy that could win from the pocket. He could read defenses. He could identify defenses. And what does Sean Payton not like? Well, it's the Russell Wilson types. It's the people that win off script. It's the people that Russ couldn't really win in the pocket. That's why we saw Russ struggle for the first three quarters of so many games. And then when did Russ succeed? In the fourth quarter when it was just backyard football. That works in the NFL. That does not work for Sean Payton. So it has to be someone that wins from the quarterback. Like you said, Caleb Williams can do that. Drake May is a pocket passer type. Now, he has a little bit more to his game, too. But getting to number two might be tough as well. So I think the realistic option, which a lot of people got to see on national TV last night, is Michael Penix Jr. That is a guy that used to be a running quarterback, but now with after a couple of injuries, which certainly are question marks and certainly is a knock of him, but he wins from the pocket. Jaden Daniels is a guy that's more of a running quarterback. Now, he can still win from the pocket, so those are a couple of options, but I think the dream scenario for the Broncos realistically right now, not being able to get up to number one, is Michael Penix. And I mean, he has that accuracy, he has a deep ball, he has the poise, he wins from the pocket. He has really everything you want from a quarterback, except for a couple of things. He has had some major injury concerns. That doesn't bother me too much because, again, he's not winning because of his legs. So that doesn't concern me. And then he's going to be 24 years old when training camp rolls around. From Sean Payton's perspective, he's not looking to be here for 15 years. He wants a guy that he can win with now, and he's really focused on the next couple of years. So I don't think Sean Payton cares that Michael Penix is 24 years old, but I think that's the guy that right now it makes the most sense for the Broncos, and he's not going to fall to 14 or wherever the Broncos end up picking. You're going to have to move up to get him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Last one for you, Zach. George Payton, is he with the Broncos next season?
Yeah, this has not been a good week, a good 10 days for George Payton. Now, it didn't start off looking like George Payton and Sean Payton were going to work long term after that 1-5 start. But then once they made that run, Brady, and there was a path for the Broncos to make the playoffs, that was great news. It was really good news for Russell Wilson's future here, but it was the best news for George Payton. Then losing to the Patriots, then benching Russell Wilson, who George signed to that contract, which Sean Payton clearly is not a fan of that contract. That is really bad news for George Payton's future. Now, I don't necessarily think that the Broncos are going to move on from George Payton next week after the season is over. Maybe they allow him to go through the draft process since he and his crew have been working on the draft for, 7 months at this point now. But I do think probably at some point this year, the Broncos part ways with George, and then Sean brings in someone that he is very, very comfortable with, likely someone from New Orleans.
A lot of changes perhaps in store for us, Zach, and nobody better to cover all of it than you, even getting called out by players once in a while, Zach. You're the most famous reporter there is, my man.
Yeah, I got to watch my back now.
I didn't think there was I know I got a break, but there was like you were just tweeting a fact about Kareem Jackson liking a tweet, and it was interesting. Did he reach out to you at all personally? Did you guys talk personally?
We did not talk personally, but some other people talked to him, and there's he hasn't said anything else, and I think for a reason. I think he understands what happened.
Okay. Well, good. Because, again, I know you're doing your job. You're doing it well. I don't think you're trying. I never thought you were the kind of guy trying to cause anything, and especially not from a tweet like that. Zach, my man, so much respect for what you do. Let's try to get you on very soon. Our listeners absolutely love it.
Oh, and I absolutely love being on. Thanks so much for having me, Brady.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Yeah, Zach had tweeted out something. Kareem Jackson liked the tweets, or some like Ryan Clark saying something about Sean Payton doing this and this, and Russ deserves better. And Kareem liked it and said it was true or something. And Zach retweeted that, basically saying, Kareem's liking this tweet. Kareem gets on Zach, tweets him. It says, why are you stirring crap, blah, blah. I only liked it because I liked the defense of Russell Wilson part. I actually like Sean Payton. I've had nothing but good things to say about him. So it was a weird, weird ordeal. 1:49 the time. Angel, let's jump out real quick. We'll take a break, wrap up the show. What did we learn? Coming up next.
To speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.